Welcome to Shri and Kira Live. As our world's been seemingly out of control, you have arrived at the voice of passionate action, being shared with wisdom, laughter, and clarity. Visionary spiritual teachers and best-selling authors Shri Ram Ka and Kira Ra invite you to open your mind, explore the greater meaning of our now experience, and to relax into your body and spirit. Bringing you fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for the shifting paradigms, here are Shri and Kira.
Namaste.
Woohoo! Welcome! We are so glad that you are with us today, because I'm asking you on this Mother's Day of all days, is mind control our new reality, Shri? What's going on with that?
Well, my mother used to try to control my mind. That's what I know for sure.
I guess in a way, you know, no pun intended, and truly, you know, here on this day where we celebrate the birth energy and the energy of birthing, let's all just offer a collective happy Mother's Day to our beloved Gaia. Why don't we just start there and offer our divine mother our blessing?
Take a breath and on the exhale, just give her your love, send it out. It will be received.
Indeed. And that way, Shri, we get us right off topic of any mothers controlling our minds.
it does lead to a question, because we're going to touch on some of the controversial subjects, topics here today. But one of the things that we need to kind of remember is, who doesn't want more control? You know, that seems to be a byproduct of the human ego, as we try to control our world. And when it gets out of control, the need to control, that is, gets out of control, that's when so much injury can happen.
You know, it's true. And yet, Shri, as you're saying that, I'm sitting there saying to myself that the reality is that control is an ego-based illusion.
Yes.
And in the world of the ego-based illusion, even the perception of the lack of control is a control mechanism of the ego.
Absolutely. And that is the dynamic that is both seductive and injurious.
Well, I like the seductive part better.
Because, when I say who doesn't want more control, my tongue is poking my cheek.
I hope so.
Because truly, we go through various stages in our evolutionary process of thinking that we're the masters of everything, and then discovering that everything's a lot bigger than we thought it was.
Or a lot smaller based upon where you're at. You know, one of the things that we want to dive into today, guys, and we have a really fascinating special guest, Sole Mavis Liu from China. And one of the things that we want to talk about and is really that this is a very big subject. This is much more than a single show. You can expect us to touch back on this over the next months coming. I also want to touch back for a moment to last week's show about medical marijuana.
Yes.
We've had overwhelming email on that show. And what I can say with all of you is, yes, we will be doing a follow-up show. I cannot even begin to say thank you to all of you that, number one, are tuning in, rebroadcasting, sending that show out to your friends. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And it's important to recognize that we are continuing a theme. We are definitely, because we touched on a few things in that show and got some wonderful lots and lots of emails. As a matter of fact, we're now getting so many emails that if we don't read your email on air, it's not because we don't love you. It's just because we want to make sure that we can attend to as many people as possible. However, I know that our appearance manager, Briella, sends emails back to everybody. So remember, you can write us anytime, guest@shriandkiraradio.com.
And we look forward to hearing from you. And we look forward to your live calls. And be sure to tune in with that today as well. You know, one of the things that's, just to contextualize, our world has been filled since it first began with people trying to exercise an influence. And that's a polite way of saying
control.
Control. But, you know, if you really look at it, building a roof over your head is a way of controlling the weather.
Absolutely.
You're seeking to control one's environment. And so if we look at the idea of a roof over our head, doors and windows that close, we're creating a controlled environment. Now, that seems very simple at first glance, but it's a way of containing our comfort. And yet,
you know, that's a fascinating thing, Shri. Containing our comfort, even in and of itself, I look at the way that controls the expression of who we are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when everything is being looked at in a way that it can be compartmentalized.
Well, compartmentalized, and let's just kind of play with this theme as you scroll forward. As technology has advanced, we've been able to exercise greater influence in a wide variety of aspects. I mean, consider what happened when the telephone showed up. Now you didn't have to go down to the local watering hole or community meeting or church in order to meet your neighbor. You could give them a ring. And certainly extrapolate on that to the all these electronic devices and people texting them, each other.
Well, you know, going from the phone all the way up to where we are now, because I really want to dive into this, is I want to just invoke in all of you a moment of perhaps passionate, active thinking. Let's put it that way, because as the voice of passion and action, one of the things that we're inviting you to do is to notice within yourself the difference between activism and the energies of activism and passionate action. And how I want you to perhaps ponder this, as Sri and I are chatting here right now, and of course you can join the conversation by calling in, is this way. Look back at all of the well-intended scientists. You know, just for a moment, and the one that comes to me immediately that I think we should all talk about is the atom bomb. You know, when we first started splitting atoms, there was this benevolence, this ignorance, this innocence among those that were developing these technologies, that there was a benevolent use, that this technology would be used for the good of humanity. Yet, if we look at history, if we look at all of these technologies and all of them, and we're going to come up to Google Glass and a lot of other things to talk about today, it seems that well-intended benevolence becomes manipulated. I'm just going to use the word dark forces in a world of illusion.
Well, manipulated is the fact. You know, the same was going back a century earlier when dynamite was discovered. That was actually Nobel, Alfred Nobel, who is the founder of the Nobel Peace Prize.
Now, take that in, guys. Okay, the founder of dynamite is also the Peace Prize, okay?
Because that invention produced so much wealth for him, he was able to create that foundation, or at least get it started.
But it also created freedom, because we thought that it was a benevolent product that could open up, do the work of how many men?
Absolutely.
Just like the how many horsepower engine.
Exactly. And so we're dancing with paradoxes here, because the man's desire to control his environment, you know, it was originally founded in a need to love each other,
yes.
A need to create comfort and safety and sanitary conditions and all of that. And the same with time-saving appliances. Yet we take that very same impulse and you put it in the hands of a person or a group of persons that are seeking to control societies.
Namely militaries.
Well, military
government,
is the
political
branch,
agendas.
Is that branch of government. But it also works in the more, quote-unquote, benign areas. You know, you look at how television ads manipulate public opinion. And whether it's television ads or television news editorial broadcasts, there's a certain manipulation energy that is woven into all of these public presentations.
Okay, so I have to jump in, because immediately what comes to mind for me is Big Pharma. And I want to chat about that. And guys, next week we're going to be talking about what are you really eating? And so you want to be there, because it will be a continuation of this theme we've been on the past couple of weeks. And so Big Pharma, Sri. When I was a kid, I don't remember all the pill commercials. You know, I don't remember all that. As a matter of fact, what I remember is my doctor sitting there smoking and me gagging as he's writing me a prescription while the cigarette's in his mouth.
He was at Marlboro Company.
I remember that. I was like, oh, have a few tokes here. You know, I mean, I remember that. But what I find fascinating that I feel is really part of the mind control is, on the one hand, you have advocacy and consumer rights, which has certainly blossomed. But on the other hand, you have this manipulated mind control. So people watch commercials for a Big Pharma pill, of which the vast majority of the text will tell you all the horrible things that are going to happen to you.
Right.
I mean, all of them.
Incredible side effects.
Right. But what they're really saying is watch the pictures, because while they're saying one thing, they're visually bombarding you with background music and images that completely negate what they're saying. And Big Pharma is bigger than ever. There's more pharma distribution. There's more control going on. It ties into our emotional life, our physical life, our spiritual life. Certainly ties into what we're eating, which is why we're dedicating a whole show to it next week. And it's a basis of mind control that's an evolutionary process.
Right, right. So when they show you images of peaceful, restful sleep and
they give you diarrhea, nausea,
and
running God knows
and
what.
Blue skies
right,
and
right.
Clouds.
While they're telling you,
you
all these reactions. Right. Exactly.
So which message do you let in?
And you know, the leaky gut has really the adult diaper market, you know.
It's a lot easier to look at pictures and hear sounds than it is to read the disclaimer.
And which nobody reads, because then you go to a magazine and Big Pharma buys 4 pages for a 1-page ad, because it's 1 page of an ad with the same backgrounds with 8-point type that nobody's reading.
Especially not if you are at an age where you need reading glasses.
Yeah, right.
Which is the target market, by the way.
Which is why a child-proof cap is an adult-proof cap.
But listen, one of the issues here, you know, there's lots of controversial subjects. And one of the issues that I think is more, I don't know if the word is troubling, but more difficult to resolve. Is given.
You're so politically correct.
I'm doing my best.
You're
here.
Doing great.
Let's reach out and embrace the fact that
reach out and touch someone.
That there are multiple perspectives.
Yeah.
To all situations. And so here you have the example of the pharmaceutical companies marketing rather than a doctor seeking an appropriate solution to a problem. You see the difference there? When you meet with your doctor as a professional and you say, I have XYZ symptoms, and the doctor's job is to do no harm,
right,
according to Hippocrates, and to seek, you know, whatever toolkit he has. And it could be pharmaceuticals, herbs, it could be more holistic. Depends on the doc, doesn't it?
Well, I think a lot of it depends on, especially if you're in there with an HMO or you're in there with other controlled insurances, it's a question of what's profitable.
But you can see how this topic weaves into all levels
everything,
of society.
Everything.
But here's the question that I really want to bring up, and that is, how much is too much? How much manipulation? When does marketing become manipulation? When does mind, you know, seeking people to align with your opinion, when do you cross the line into control and evasion? And certainly we all can discuss that, but when we're broadcasting through technologies, we're broadcasting thoughts into other people's craniums, into their brains.
Right.
You know, that's certainly gone too far. You've now invaded.
Absolutely. And, you know, this is really a big topic. And you're going to see in the next few months, Sri and I are going to be also doing a show about, have you guys noticed the rise in these young men, young women who are doing horrific things that are out of character? They have no idea why they're doing them. They're dazed and confused afterwards. And they all say the same thing. There were voices telling me to do this. And the reality is, especially when we get to Soleil Mavis in a moment, you're going to see that this is literally not something that can just be easily dismissed. It's kind of like we talked about in HARP with our climate change show. And if you have not been to our climate change show, go back and listen to it. Listen to that show. Listen to the medical marijuana show, this show, the next shows coming up, the next two shows coming up. They all will offer you that gift.
So by way of kind of, we're going to anchor in here and go a little deeper on that. There was a professor of neuroscience in Toronto. His name is Dr. Persinger. And he wrote an article that was published stating that within the last 2 decades, the potential has emerged that we have the technical capability to directly influence the 6 billion brains on the planet.
Now, the fact that it's 6 billion, not 7 billion, tells you that this study is now a little, not too old, but about 10 years old. And here's what you all want to get, guys. And here's the question. And you might have already read our posted article. And if you haven't, go to SriandKiraRadio.com. You should be going there anyway and read this article. And the question we pose is, are you using your tech or is your tech using you?
Technology is either the helper or the slayer, is it not?
Or both, yeah.
Yeah, and so that was this professor of neuroscience saying the capability already exists to directly input influencing thoughts and emotions. But you know what's interesting is, and we touched on this a while back too, there's a company called Silent Sound.
Oh, yeah.
Which actually has a patent on mind control technology. The patent was issued in 1992, and the president of the company in 1996 says all schematics of our mind-altering technology, and basically the patent says vibrationally they can induce the brain or through piezoelectric transducers. Now, piezoelectric means silently, without audible sound. They can induce thoughts and emotions into people's brains. And then the president, just a couple of years later, the president of the company, his name is Edward Tilton, said, all schematics have been classified by the U.S. government, and we are not allowed to reveal the exact details.
Now, I have to jump in because here's the deal. That was patented in 1992. Yet, my loves, back in 1976, okay, 1976, Henry Kissinger sent a telegram to the U.S. Embassy in Moscow stating, quote, this is a quote from Kissinger, beginning in 1976. Year I was born, giveaway. The Soviet Union directed high frequency beams of radiation to the U.S. Embassy in Moscow, which were calculated not to pick up intelligence, but to cause physiological effects on personnel. And now this is 16 years later when he's sending the memo. We've now verified that these effects were not temporary.
Yeah,
it was definitely tied to cataracts, heart attacks, malignancies, circulatory problems, and permanent deterioration of the nervous system. And that in most cases, it took a decade or more for this to become permanent, for it to become known. Now that was happening in 1960. We know a lot of this came out of post-World War II Cold War. This was told in 76. Patented in 92, and by the time we get to 96, no longer available.
Well, take a look at one other thing that was going on. We see that since World War II, there's been a great interest in covert operations and the whole remote viewing
and look at the mind control
and all that.
Right, but then look at the mind control on of all the shows.
Well,
right, we're making people think that this is the best thing you can do. Go be a spy, right?
Go be a spy. But here's what happened. The impulse to reach out beyond borders, and when I say that, that's being really polite.
It is being polite, impulse, aren't you, sweet?
The impulse to spy, influence, and penetrate other people's brains and lives has been there for decades.
Mm-hmm.
However, with the advent of the computer, you look at what happened there between Kissinger's comment and then silent sounds in the
90s. 92, right.
They now have the computer capacity to map the EKG information,
right.
to map the emotional information. And so what it comes back to that question I was asking earlier. Given that the technology exists to violate your sovereignty, to violate your thoughts, mm-hmm. to violate your mm-hmm. personal boundaries.
Absolutely.
Where's the line? Who gets to have that technology?
Well,
who's regulating this technology?
And here's the key. And we talk about this in our article. Advancing technology, it's only beneficial as long as we consciously advance with it.
Because
that's where the show is going today. Otherwise, it will be a destructive force that's easily abused. So the key is, my loves, you are not victims. We are not victims. There are gifts. And in just a moment, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to tell you a little bit about Soleil Mavis Liu and bring in somebody who's literally gone through, and I'm going to use the word hell. She's gone through the hell of this.
Yeah, but first we want to remind you that we are here live with you today. And we're going to take a little station break. And after this commercial, we're going to dive even deeper. Stay with us.
Welcome to the Self-Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Avesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. And then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember. Allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful Ascended Mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go, and then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriAndKira.com. That's SriAndKira.com. Namaste.
Welcome back. We are delighted to be with you.
And we are delighted that you have free your mind. I love that. You know, we always, it's funny, Sri and I play Redemption Song. Actually, we like the version by Mood Swings. No offense there to our beloved Bob Marley. But we play it a lot because of the wonderful lines in that song. And if you haven't connected with it, you know, it's really a powerful gift. And, you know, Sri, speaking of powerful gifts, I think there's a powerful gift for anyone in our spiritual evolvement, when we can realize we've gone through a dark night of the soul, whatever our dark night of the soul is. And with this mind control technology, it's almost like a silent blessing is it's spurring a lot of people into dark nights earlier and faster. And that's the piece of it that can be very uncomfortable rather than this natural fluid process because of the technological interference. And that's the word I want to offer to it. People are being spurred into these dark nights at times when they might not have otherwise been ready. And this is why it's important to talk about this and for people to have this information.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we touched on this a little bit a couple of shows back when we mentioned Viktor Frankl, mm-hmm. Man's Search for Meaning.
Exactly.
And, you know, his awakening that came out of the concentration camps.
Right.
There have always been dark sectors in on this planet that have done things that truly are invasive and hurtful.
Mm-hmm.
And whether it's the experiments of the CIA or the U.S. government or other governments, there are these forces out there that have technologies in hand that are taking unwilling, unwitting subjects to just tamper with.
Well, you know, absolutely. It's so true. And we were delighted to spend some time with Soli Mavis Liu. Now, let me tell you guys a little bit about Soli Mavis. Soli Mavis lives in China. She lives in a very remote part of China. She did not always live in China. She actually was outside of China going to school when a lot of this started happening for her. And this really, really, her mind control experience was about as dark and as horrific as it can get. And it did force her into her spiritual awakening. I just want to say that ahead of time.
Yeah, you know, one of the things, and we're going to play a little recording in just a minute, but one of the things that struck me about her story is that she was actually in a school, in graduate school,
mm-hmm.
and when this these influences started to happen. And it reminded me of a couple of these kids in the United States that have done acts of violence.
Mm-hmm.
They were just normal kids who suddenly started getting confused and deranged and acted out.
Quote unquote psychotic. Yeah.
So we did have some questions for her about her story. And because of the fact that we could not do live recordings.
Because she actually still lives. You know, we wanted her live and she would have done it despite the time zone difference. However, she said they're still watching her. And because she lives by choice in this very remote area of China, she does not even trust using Skype. So we wound up doing all of this via email. And then we transcribed some of the audios that she sent. And anyway, we put a little bit of this together because we want you to connect with her voice, this precious woman who really went through a lot.
Absolutely. So we're going to play this recording for you now, and then we'll talk a little more about it in a few minutes. At what point in your life did you begin to notice these mind control energies were invading you?
I was a student who was studying for a master's degree in Melbourne, Australia, when I was first attacked by voice to school and remote electromagnetic mind control technologies. In December 2001. First noticeable symptoms of mind control were hearing voices in my head and feeling pain all over my body. I heard those voices talking about my actions and even my thoughts and dreams. Soon, I understood they were using mind reading technologies.
In your book, you talk about how there were sensations in your body and fever and itchy and voices in your head, and it must have been very confusing and it must have felt very irritating. Well, why don't you tell us, how did it feel to have these electromagnetic energies bombarded into your body?
I felt terrible when I was being tortured by remote electromagnetic mind control technology. I was like a little trapped marionette being controlled by invisible strings. Some unknown people held the strings and controlled my actions, speaking, walking, eating, sleeping, and even my thoughts and emotions. I felt that my thoughts were always tucked somewhere and I could not concentrate. My thoughts seemed to be tied up tightly with string.
You know, in your book, you shared that you didn't know what was going on with you for a long time. So when did you realize what was really happening?
When Totoro stopped torturing me, all these symptoms disappeared. I was aware of this after 3 months since the first time hearing voices. From this, I finally realized that I was indeed mind controlled.
You know, sometimes when we feel great pain or when we're having these challenges in our lives or things just don't seem right is when spiritual solutions seem to present themselves or come forward.
This could change my spiritual life. Mind control technology could totally control victims' lives. However, in darkness, God gives me an eye to see God and listen to Him. The most positive aspect I can now see by having lived through this experience is that God has answered my cries and has given me love and support. Losing my life to find God was a true consolation and brought joy to my soul and gave me the strength to be a soldier rather than a victim. Let me work hard to seek justice by exposing these horrible crimes to the public.
So as a result of this really painful experience, what have you researched? What have you discovered?
In 2002, the U.S. Air Force Research Laboratory patented precisely such a device, a non-lethal weapon, which includes a neuroelectromagnetic device, which broadcasts sound into the skull of persons or animals by way of pulse-modulated microwave radiation, and a silent sound device, which can transmit ultrasound, which is about human hearing, into the skull of mammals. The sound modulation might be voice or audio subliminal messages. One application of voice to skull is an electronic scarecrow to frighten birds in the vicinity of airports.
On the one hand, these technologies are used to try to control the environment, like driving the birds away from airports. And on the other hand, they can be used to control people and perhaps armies. What other research have you done in this area?
Mind control technologies are weapons which use drugs, electronic microchip implants, nanotechnologies, microwaves, and all electromagnetic waves to subvert an individual's sense of control over their own thinking, behavior, emotions, or decision-making by attacking the brain and nerve system. How can electromagnetic waves interfere brain and nerve system? For example, when sound waves reach the ears, a vibrating membrane in the ear helps to convey sounds to the brain to stimulate auditory neurons so we can hear sound. Electromagnetic pulse patterns can stimulate auditory neurons directly to let us hear in the brain. Similarly, it also could stimulate visual neurons, olfactory receptor neurons, or sensor neurons to let us see, smell, or feel pain in the brain. Conversely, electromagnetic waves could stimulate brain neurons to cut off the connection between brain neurons and the sense systems of visual, hearing, smelling, or feeling, to let us not see, hear, smell, or feel pain.
That's fascinating. The other side of these technologies then is to dull people so that they don't feel, so they may not respond with horror at some of the things that are going on. So do you believe that this is becoming a larger issue in modern life?
Yes, this is becoming a larger issue worldwide. I have been contacting victims all over the world since 2006. USA, Europe, Russia, and China are the worst hit areas. At least more than 2,000 victims in each of these areas have complained about being attacked by voice to skull and electromagnetic mind control technologies. I believe most victims from poor countries are not able to access computers, so I have not heard too many of their stories. The only way to stop the darkness is to bring it to the light. People can stop it by bringing public awareness of such horrible crimes, urging government to investigate victims' cases and sentence torturers. I also wish human rights organizations and the media would help me to urge government to investigate my case.
And what a powerful, powerful, powerful sharing. Now, I know that for some of you, you might have said, oh my goodness, what is she saying? You know, it's a little challenging. And we do have the transcripts of a lot more that we talked to Soleil Mavis Liu about. However, I would encourage all of you as you were listening to her, this woman is talking about electromagnetic pulse waves that were targeted using vibration. And here's Sri, what I find so fascinating is that the irony, and beloved ones, check this out. The irony is that all of this actually proves what the metaphysical world has been saying forever. We are vibration. We are light.
Yes. Everything is vibration and light.
Yeah.
And solid matter, or seemingly solid matter, like our bodies, actually there are gateways that will penetrate that solidness, and that's what's being exploited.
And just like we were talking about earlier, you know, there are these positive and then of course these malicious uses. You know, for example, I just want to mention one of our sponsors, Mind Amend. You might find their little button right there. If you go to the Sri and Kira page for our radio show right at bbs.com, or if you go to our bbsradio.com, or if you go to our website, Sri and Kira Radio .com, Sri and I frequently use Mind Amend because it's a harmony. And it's a harmony that assists your brain to do things naturally.
Well, and on that subject, you know, the bioral beats, the brainwave entrainment kind
exactly.
of sounds. There's some very useful meditation tools that help put the brain into an alpha state or a theta state. Now, the alpha state and the theta state are used by hypnotherapists to access lost memories and to do age regressions. But similarly, those are states of mind where you can feel, sense, and know beyond your form.
Well, you know, I have to admit, Sri, just as you were saying that, Men Who Stare at Goats came right back into my head again.
Yeah, what a fun movie.
I love that movie. I know it didn't get a lot of good press, but honest to goodness, guys, if you haven't seen it recently, go back and watch Men Who Stare at Goats again, because what it showed was the light and the dark of this technology and the very real, you know, I love when the movie...
I really get it. It's about 97% real.
Well, I love when it opens up. It's funny. The quote-unquote disclaimer on the movie is more of this movie is true than you would want to believe. And I love that. But it gives you a good idea of one person's intentions and another person's implementation and how we are technology. You know, is our tech helping us or is it controlling us?
Well, and one of the things that Soleil Mavis said that I want to underscore, mm-hmm. which is if we don't bring light to these things, then we will be victims rather than empowered.
Well, and I want to repeat something she said here that you guys might not have understood, and you might have understood her just fine, but let me share this. She said in 2002, the United States Air Force Research Lab patented a device. It was a, quote, non-lethal weapon that included, number one, a neuro-electromagnetic device which broadcasts sound into the skull
yes.
of persons or animals by way of pulse-modulated microwave radiation. Have you noticed how many microwave towers have appeared, guys? In the name of good cell communication? I mean, let's talk about that, Sri.
Well, absolutely, because the cell towers that you're seeing continuing to be built. Now, consider for a moment, the cellular technology showed up in the 70s.
Yes.
And it was supposed to be a temporary technology that they would use for 20 or 30 years until the digital satellites all the phones.
But when they found all these military applications and mind control applications, it became incredibly popular.
And even today, everywhere in this country, meaning the USA and other countries, including Guatemala and South America, and Europe, you're seeing these towers that have these long rectangular antennae.
Now, these are the ones that looks kind of like they have a triangle at the top and it's covered in those long antennae. And you know, Sri, I have to comment. Sri and I were just in Costa Rica for 5 days, and we've been doing a whole bunch about what happened there. We were called in deep into the jungles. We were deep in the rainforest, and there were how many in these remote areas around us? We were bombarded by microwave towers. I could not believe it. It was insane. Here we are in remote jungle, and we could not get away from the EMF. It was awful.
You know, there wasn't a town nearby. There might have been 50 or 60 houses scattered throughout the woods.
We were in a remote area, and it was stunning to me how much.
Well, one of the things about the towers is that they're capable of putting out levels of power that far exceed what's needed for cell phones. And the technology actually was discovered by Wilhelm Reich in the late 1940s. And what he discovered is that the frequency that is being used now for cell phones was the very same frequency that could be transfer thoughts, meaning telepathy.
Right, right. And you ever wonder why you get a headache when you're around all those towers?
Uh-huh. And so it's certainly no accident that the they're using that frequency for the cell phones. And Reich actually worked on a project to allow the mind to be manipulated without the victim, meaning the recipient, realizing it. This was in 1950. And he worked for the CIA until 52. When he saw what they were going to do with it, he was outraged, he quit, and he ended up dying in jail on trumped-up charges.
Well, now, consider that. You know, it also reminds me of like a Tesla experience.
Yep.
But I want to also share that this was also Soli Mavis Liu said this as well. She said that artificial microwave voice-to-skull transmission was successfully demonstrated by researcher Dr. Joseph Sharp in 1973. It was announced at a seminar at the University of Utah in 1974, and it was in the American Psychologist Journal in March 1975. The title of the article, Microwaves and Behavior by Dr. Don Justison, 1975. So the reality is, guys, it's important. And again, we're not trying to stimulate the activists. Remember, we talked about this at the very beginning of the show. The gift, and Soli Mavis Liu, I said it beautifully, the gift is that it's forcing you to wake up, because you can either be the victim, literally the sheep,
yep,
being led God knows where,
yep,
or you can recognize that this is here, this is how it is, and choose to live through it, because it's all about vibration. And we're going to talk a lot about that near the end of the show today, is about how you can lift your vibration, not only to detect if this is happening to you, but how to prevent it from happening to you. Fascinating stuff. So stay with us. We're going to take one more quick break. And when we come back, we're going to dive into the fascination.
Namaste, beloved one. This is Kira Ra, and I am inviting you to take a journey of the soul in the land of the heart. Imagine your life free from chaos and filled with creative clarity. Imagine waking up each day in your private lakefront casita, greeted by brilliant sun, flowers, and birds. It is here that you will effortlessly resurrect your divine blueprint in pristine energy. Yes, I am inviting you to join us for a personal resurrection vacation retreat at beautiful Lake Atitlan, Guatemala. Here, you can rejuvenate your life as you indulge in Tosa spa cuisine, private healing sessions, yoga, tai chi, meditation, and loving support. Imagine enjoying pure air, zero noise pollution, and endless stars in this ascended nirvana. The time is now to claim your true joy. Learn more by visiting SriandKira.com and just click on the Resurrection Vacation Treat page. Tosa La Laguna, healing lives, healing hearts. We welcome you home.
The path of self-ascension is a conscious decision that brings your life experience into alignment with soul consciousness, the rare gift of an active approach to living in the heart and manifesting the present moment. Sri Ram Ka and Kira Ra invite you to visit Self Ascension Magazine, a free online self-ascension hub that lifts your spirits and frees your heart to soar. On the Self Ascension Magazine website, you can read Sri and Kira's perspectives on what's happening today, discover a daily meditation and weekly practice, watch special video and audio clips, follow Kira Ra's messages from the Archangelic Realm, and learn about upcoming events or courses. Relax and enjoy a visit to Self Ascension Magazine online at www.sriandkira.com. Explore, participate, and unfold this rare treat for yourself. Remember, that's SriandKira.com.
Welcome back. We are delighted to be with you this day.
And we are delighted you have freed your mind.
Hey, we're poking around some of the facts and some of the lore, because
facts and lore.
Well, I have to say that because there is plenty of information if you surf the web on controversial stuff, everything from the Montauk experiment, the Philadelphia experiment.
Well, you know, MKUltra. And I just want to say one thing. We're going to talk about all that, but we're going to do it on a show with our really good friend, Bill Burns. You guys probably know him, the star UFO hunter. So just keep looking for that show, because that's when we're going to dive into all of that, because Bill has just a warehouse of information.
But one of the things that's also important to recognize, there are more technologies, in fact, developed and capable of being used than you are aware of.
Yes.
You meaning us.
And to be honest with you, as spiritual beings who are learning to gain through the vibration, you know, because I love that the voice of passionate action can say, bring it on, baby, bring it on,
they
because all you're doing
me.
Is helping me grow.
And so that's the key, is there's more going on than you're aware of. It isn't exactly kind, and yet there is a gift. There's always a gift from the friction. It's just how that oyster makes a pearl. When
right.
we have friction, we have to choose to lift and use it as a gift.
Well, you know, I have to bring up Ray Kurzweil, Sri. I really do, because if you guys have not seen the documentary Transcendent Man, go watch it. Fabulous, wonderful. We enjoyed it. However, it brought a smile to my face, because what Kurzweil is saying is that this is all good. This is all good, and that in order, his absolute belief, his awakening is in a very different arena than our awakening, and hey, all paths are fine, but his awakening basically says we must become technology. He's talking about brain implants. He's talking about
microcomputers.
Right, he's talking
chips.
About Google Glass in the head. You know, replace those crappy human retinas with some Google retinas, which I'm sure they already have a patent on. And so the reality is that what I enjoy about Ray is that he has definitely triggered a conversation. He has definitely triggered it. Yet there is almost an innocent ignorance. And I know that he would cringe and probably, I'd love to get him on the show. So Ray, if you're listening, come on our show. I'm sure he would just tell me all the reasons why I'm wrong. And I would love to have that debate with him. But the reality is that if we give up on who we inherently are, and say that we need technology, then what we've really said is we are density. We have let go of our spiritual life and said we must meld with density. I mean, my God, this is the Borg.
It is the Borg. It's saying that
Star Wars. No, not a Star Trek reference, guys.
Technology has in the half-life. You know, it's been the quantum expansion of technology has exceeded the organic sensory system.
Ooh,
and therefore, what Kurzweil is saying is we can't continue to evolve without technology. We've got to have it.
We have to have it in us,
and we got to merge with it.
And you know what's so fascinating? I don't know if you guys remember several years ago. Went off the air was that it was the spy show with Jennifer Garner. What was that called?
Alias.
And in the end, the whole show was about the search for eternal life.
Yes.
And once it was achieved, then I love how
the twist
on the very last episode. And really, here's what's so fascinating about that. That's what Kurzweil's after. Kurzweil's fascinated with living forever. And the reality is that in order to be fascinated with living forever, you have to believe you are just this body and mind. And the reality is, my loves, you're already eternal. We already have eternal life. It's just about claiming that and lifting back into that vibration.
And that's really the spiritual journey, is to awaken to the fact that you are more than this body.
You are.
and we all discover that in a variety of ways. And maybe it comes in as a concept at first, and then there becomes the felt experience. But you listen, we're all coexisting here. We have this planet. We have these governments, these nations. We have the energies that are a little bit beyond the ordinary sight, astral influence.
Totally. You know? And, you know, talking about the astral, and hey, if you haven't been to our YouTube channel, go to Official Sri and Kira at YouTube and watch our video that talks about the collapse of the fourth dimension and the astral. Just go watch it. And the reason I'm mentioning that, Sri, is I want to talk about remote viewing just for a moment.
Yep.
Because, okay, we just talked about Kurzweil as an example because he's a wonderful visceral example. We've already talked about the fact that this electromagnetic control, the microwave, the beaming of thoughts in the heads, we had Soleil Mavis Liu on. This is true. This isn't made up. This is factual. We've offered factual information. That's all very 3D, right? Very third dimension. Well, then you have at, I like to call them these new age carnivals. At the carnivals, you have all these people teaching remote viewing because that's quote unquote spiritual. Yet, guys, remember, you know, and I have to go back and thank our friend Bill, because it was Bill Burns who first we had, I remember wonderful conversations at dinner with Bill, where he talked about how not only is it being used to help counteract, you know, it's really basically con intel pro, it's basically counterintelligence out there, but people are invading other people's minds without any permission. And yeah. And diving in for ego gratification. Look how much I can read. Look how much I see. That is not spiritual. That's ego. That's of this dimension.
Yeah. And it's real important that we all have that basic vocabulary and concept in hand. The ego is that part of us that is based in a fear-based reality. The ego is based in a world of lack and limitation.
The planetary thought body.
And a need to control, right. Which is where we started this show.
Exactly.
And the soul is that eternal essence that is living through the density in order to evolve a greater, you might say a greater wisdom about the capacity yeah. of all existence.
The secret to eternal life is just to remember who you are.
That is indeed the secret, and to release all attachment to this form of expression.
Woo-hoo!
But, you know, as you come back to that remote viewing, I personally...
Which we think is great because it's a step along the path. It's truly a step along the path.
Remote viewing is actually a spiritual technology, meaning it's not of physical. It's learning how to use the capacity to tune
right.
into energy and let it be revealed, let it reveal information. I attended one of those trainings back in the late 90s, and this was a former military officer who conducted the training. And what he shared is that they use this in order to, quote, find hostages, to look at military assets, and
versus
that they discovered uses you, right, of it
they,
as well.
We discovered more humane, which I just, I always laugh. I will never forget. I think you guys have probably heard me share this before. When Tree and I, we were making an appearance in New York, and we're getting ready to go on stage, and the guy who was coming off said, now, I'm holding a remote viewing seminar to spy on our loved ones. And I just was like, okay, I guess there's an irony that we're next up.
But the reason we bring this up is it isn't all physical. And what's happening is these spiritual technologies, they're trying to quantify them into electronic technologies.
Exactly.
That can be used by people who didn't take the time to cultivate their spiritual attainment.
So enough. Enough.
Right.
So, and I'm sure a lot of you are saying the same thing. Enough. And so here it is. What do we do? I mean, the reality is, my loves, this is out there because it's part of the allness. Remember, we have chosen. And if you're listening to this show in this dimension right now, then you have chosen to be in this linear timeline. You have chosen to be on the planet at this moment. And what a vital, fabulous moment to be here, because you have a choice. You can dive into the 3D experience and have a technological heyday. I mean, Google just bought a drone company. God knows where they're going with that. But I start seeing from
well, instead of doing an internet search, you can send your drone to go look
well,
in
that's
on
it,
somebody,
that's it,
you know?
I mean, I just see that. I'm like, the cyborgs are here. But the reality is that we have the opportunity because of this to dive into the gift of who we are. And it's become more challenging, which is why the voice of passionate action is out there, because it's become more challenging because the reality is that it's actually easier to lift than ever if you free your mind and allow yourself to do it.
And to understand all of these forces that are playing out in our world can actually open the heart of compassion, because when we don't understand, we become victimized and reactive. When
right.
we begin to understand that there are forces that are intrusive and confrontive, we start to say, okay, enough. I don't care to show up for that.
Right.
And we begin to command the light, to be the co-creator that we really are. And so remember, every lemon can make a lemonade. Every lemon can make something delicious and life-sustaining.
I love that. You know, what is it years ago? The difference between a flower and a weed is perspective.
Well, it is indeed. And maybe we have a universe full of flowers
or weeds.
Or both, or neither. But the key is it's vibration. And I want to go back to this. It's all about vibration. Realize that all of this technology came forward because whether the same people that are telling you you're crazy for believing in other dimensions, the same people that tell you you're crazy because you're connected with other worlds or other spirits are the same people that are using that exact same truth to create these technologies. That's the irony, Sri, is that through this, they've actually proven what they're telling you you're crazy to believe. And I just love that. I love that.
And there is, again, an element of the need to control there. Because as people wake up, and as we wake up to the reality that we can send our consciousness beyond our body, we can tune in, we can see things in other places, well, we become more free as a result. And the keepers, those, whoever, whatever name you want to put on that label, there are those that don't want that. So the tension of duality is always going to be here. And whether the duality dance includes great advances in technology or it's just simply a fistfight behind the building, it's still a confront of energy. And so, we need to learn to transcend it.
Okay, so here's the action step. If you're saying, okay, what can I do? What are my action steps? Number one, now I know you're going to go, really, Kira? Okay, number one, guys, you got to dance and laugh through this. Truly, you have to dance and laugh. It's the same thing we talked about during our climate change show with the HAARP. You know, the reality is that a lot of people claim that HAARP is actually taking advantage of these technologies for the mind control, that they can beam them through the HAARP. And I don't doubt that that's highly positive, a great potential. However, here's the deal. An activist will sit around and complain and yell and scream and get angry and mad. And there's plenty of them on YouTube if you want to go find them and just witness it. I mean, it's fascinating. Sometimes Sri and I will just click on some of that and watch them. And I just send them love and smile because they're getting their voice heard, but what they're doing is contributing to the planetary thought body that's creating this energy. Because
the fear,
remember,
and the anger are
exactly
becoming a magnetic dance.
I mean, for all you know, they're being controlled to get that information out there. And I'm just saying that. Whereas the one who is a voice of passionate action is seeing, yes, it's out there. Yes, I recognize that this is a real possibility. I recognize that these microwave towers that are going up everywhere can be used for voice-to-skull technology and communication. I realize that there's people being affected by this. And my life, my presence is lifting a vibration, breathing into the truth of who I am. And instead of having the anger be the attractor, I have become one who can share the gift of compassion in action.
Compassion,
passionate action.
Action. You know, really one of the questions we need to ask ourselves frequently is, what would love do?
Exactly. And would love say this?
How can I bring love to this situation?
Exactly.
Because love is an expansive energy. It doesn't mean that we show up to be hurt. It means we bring the energy of compassion to bear.
You know, I want to close by saying one very quick short story that happened when Sri and I were living on our ranch in New Mexico. And you might have heard the story before. Sri was in our temple with a client and they were having a very, very powerful session. And I clearly heard, walk your dog. And so I had my little pug at that time, Zelda, and my big Great Dane, Horace. And I put a leash on Zelda and Horace came with us. And I was walking out and we had a 5-acre meadow. And right before I got to the 5-acre meadow on our trail, I could hear these choppers coming in. And we have lots and lots of things on these black helicopters, pictures, and we had given them to UFO hunters, and I mean all that. Long story short, I was just entering the 5-acre meadow when this black helicopter basically cruised the treetops. It was that low, came up so that I was staring into the side of the helicopter. And this man, I assume it was a man, I couldn't really tell, I just saw the helmet and the uniform, slides open the door and starts flashing this white, like flashy light thing at me. And it was really, at first I was getting sick and I felt awful and I was horrible. And what happened in that exact moment was that this energy came into me and it was in my, as you all know, it's Archangel Zadkiel, and I clearly heard, you do not need to receive this. And I brought you here today to show you how to repel it. And I felt my heart get huge. I stuck my left hand, my palm was straight toward the helicopter. And I beamed them the love and that they were not welcome there. And guys, I am not kidding. Within that moment, I watched the door slam shut and the helicopter take off. And that is a true story. It's documented. I have pictures of these helicopters. And all I can share with you is that I was so grateful to be shown that, yes, it's real. And had I gotten angry or upset, I would have actually opened up the vibration, the lower level vibration, to call that energy into me. It was a powerful gift. And Sri and I are sharing that gift with you right now.
Love is always more powerful than fear. And as we live a life of trust, love, and joy, we create a cocoon of energy around us that keeps us safe.
You are not the victim. You are the all-powerful creator. And remember, my loves, the secret to your eternal life is living right within you right now.
And until we have the joy of being with you again next week,
when we are going to dive into, hey, what are you really eating?
May you know that all is truly well. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.